Prince, Little Red Corvette. 735, Jim Hampton in for Wayne Coy with Heather Quarterman and Don Potter.
Hi.
She's running back and forth with the microphone. This is so cool. And if you followed KKIQ or KKDV for years, you probably know of this website, lightsofthevalley.com, which we talk about every single year. About, because you can go on, you can see pictures of these houses that are all decorated. We've got the guy with us today who put that all together, Alex. Alex, how you doing?
Great. How are you? Thank you for having me in.
Great. 11th year. I remember back when you emailed me and said, check my website out. And I went to it and went, wow.
And that was back in 1999. And thanks to KKIQ and the promotions that you did back then, I had a lot of people start visiting the website thinking that it's the next best thing since almost sliced bread.
Almost. Well, it's gone through a lot of changes. Major changes this year, I noticed, on the website.
Lots of great changes this year. My programmers have done a lot of wonderful free things for me. We've added so many new features. One, we moved the website to a much faster server so that the tens of thousands of people that visit every day can see the site without any delays. We've put Google mapping on there so that you go to a community and you can check off the houses that you want to visit, and Google mapping will automatically route you in what they consider to be an appropriate route to get from all of these different houses together.
And that's a very cool feature, because that's the thing. Oh, great, I've got the address. How do I get there?
Yeah.
And you answer that. You take care of that.
And we're already thinking about what we're going to do next year. and that's going to include a way to dump the addresses directly into people's GPS units.
Wow.
And let their GPS do the mapping for them. So that's on the table for next year.
Great. And, you know, I do want to say, this is a labor of love. There is no income coming in for this, for you, for doing this.
None whatsoever. The last couple of years, I've put up a little PayPal donation thing to kind of help offset some of the printing costs. And you may ask, I mean, what kind of printing do you have? Well, I've got about 350 houses on the website, and I don't have email addresses for all of them. So I send letters and postcards to all of these other addresses saying, are you decorating this year? Please send me pictures.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's commercial free. I've had people tell me, oh, you've got to have Google links on there. You've got to have advertising. And I say, no, I just will not do that.
Right. That's what's great about it. You go on there, you see the houses, you map it out, and boom. And I know a lot of people are going to be doing that this weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, here we are, the last weekend before Christmas, and that's a big weekend for going out to check out decorations.
This is the big weekend. If you go to the website and you start looking at the Lights of the Valley statistics page, you can see that the weekend right before Christmas historically is a huge weekend. And I'll care to guess that we'll be getting 15 to 20,000 visitors a day on the website.
Wow.
From primarily the Bay Area, but all the way up to Redding, Chico, Eureka, and down to Fresno.
Yeah, you cover many, many areas, and you do it out of right here, the Tri-Valley.
Right here. And again, it started back in 1999 with just 20, 25 houses just in Livermore, Pleasanton, and Dublin. And over the years, it's just grown and grown and grown. And a couple of years ago, it outgrew my own abilities to maintain it very easily, and my programmers put it all onto a database, and I can just jump online into a control panel and update the websites, upload pictures, all kinds of stuff. Just real easy.
That's great. Now, we're running out of time here, but I do want to talk about a couple of the houses that you think are kind of special this year.
Well, there's so many to choose from, but I've picked out some of my favorites. And, of course, at the very top of the list is Deacon Dave's house out on Hillcrest Avenue in Livermore. He's got about 325,000 lights this year. I'm being interviewed by a European TV station this evening, and then we're probably going to go out and do some filming out at Deacon Dave's house. Here in Pleasanton, you've got two houses that are kind of crosstown rivals. You've got Bob's World 1 and Bob's World 2. And they have this fun relationship of saying whose house is better. They're both fantastic. But if you go to Bob's World 2 on Chelsea Court, make sure you park your car, get out, and go into the backyard. That's where probably 80% of his decorations are. They are fantastic. Bob's World 1 on Calle Reynoso, this year he's doing some synchronized lights. He's trying something new, and he's having a lot of fun. And then up in the Diablo Valley area and in Contra Costa County, there's a great house on Canby Road in Antioch and another one on Pleasant Valley in Walnut Creek.
So there you go. And you can check those all out at lightsofthevalley.com. And we've made it very easy for you to get there. All you have to do is go to kkiq.com or kkdv.com. And right on the homepage, there's an icon there, and you can click on it and get to lightsofthevalley.com. Alex, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Make sure you check out that website, because it is so cool. Right now, at 7:40, we're going to find out if it's cool out on the roadways as we get a hometown traffic update from Don Potter. Don?
Still have a crash clearing eastbound 7.